Vocabulary. Accountable. 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 Advise. 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 Desperately. 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 Hesitated. Hesitated, hesitated, humiliated, 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 inspiration, 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 self-esteem, self-esteem. Self-esteem. Uncomfortably. 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 The talent show. Tina, there's a school talent show in 3 weeks. I shouted to my best friend. My older brother had been teaching me juggling, and I knew he would help me with my act for the show. Tina ran over to the bulletin board and read the poster. Mora, what's our act going to be? Tina asked me. Our act? I said, taking a tighter grip on my books. Tina grinned, pointed to the poster, and said, it says act can be individuals, partners, or small groups. My grip on my books became uncomfortably tight. You want to do an act together? It'll be fun, Tina said. I hesitated for a second before continuing. I've got an idea and... Tina interrupted me. Yeah, me too. Let's talk at lunch. During math, I tried to think of how I would tell Tina that I wanted to do my own act. After all, we're best friends. We should be able to see eye to eye about this. The problem is, Tina always takes charge. I don't speak up, and then I end up feeling resentful about the whole situation. I desperately wanted to win, but it was more than that. I wanted to win on my own, with an act that was all mine. At lunch, Tina started talking as soon as we sat down. I have it all planned out. My inspiration came from that new TV show, You've Got Talent. We can sing along to a song and do a dance routine. And my mother can make us costumes. Yay, that's good, I said. But I had another idea. I told her about my juggling act. Tina considered it. Nah, I don't think I can learn to juggle in 3 weeks. And I'll probably drop the ball, she said. We don't want to be humiliated, right? At recess, I ran around the track a couple of times just to let off steam. When my grandmother picked me up after school, she drove a few minutes and finally said, "Kakajutang?" I explained about the talent show as she listened carefully. So Tina is not being respectful of your ideas. But it sounds as if you aren't either. What? I shouted. I told Tina her idea was good. No, said my grandmother. I said that you weren't respectful of your own ideas or you would have spoken up. I understand that, you're friends. But you're still accountable for your own actions. I thought about this. So what should I do? I asked. I advise you to tell the truth, she said. It wouldn't hurt to let Tina know what you want. Besides, my grandmother added, it would be good for your self-esteem. When we got home, I took 12 deep breaths, called Tina, and told her that I was going to do my juggling act. She was curt on the phone, and I spent all night worrying she would be mad at me. The next day, She described her act and her costume. But the biggest surprise came at recess, when we played a game that I chose, not Tina. I guess standing up for myself did pay off.